You're listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. This year, Hawkwood held Seed Festival, planting big ideas. As well as music and talks celebrating and inspiring environmental change, there were also workshops offering practical tips on how to leave a smaller environmental footprint. In this mini-series of practical pods, we'll hear about the everyday changes we can make to be more sustainable. In this episode, Sophie from Semble on how to make seed bombs.
Hi, my name's Sophie. I work for Semble and we're here hosting the Roundhouse where we're doing a load of talks and workshops on sustainability. So a seed bomb is a small bit of material which is full of seeds. It can be made out of two different things, either newspaper or soil and clay. And it is a concentrated amount of seeds that you can throw into the atmosphere, into nature, to help wildflowers grow for pollinators. Seed bombs are needed because there's a massive diversity crisis in the UK. There's a 40% decline year on year, and we need to start to make sure that pollinators, insects, bees, all those important creatures are being fed. If there's no more pollinators, then a lot of the foods that we take for granted aren't readily available to us. So it's really important that we get that diversity and those numbers back up. You can throw a seed bomb anywhere where there's a patch of space. But we would recommend doing it in more urban areas, not in wild countryside, just to make sure you're not disrupting the natural biodiversity of the country. But if you can do it in your local park, you can do it in your garden, you can plant it in a flower pot, anywhere where there's some soil and some space for them to grow. So to make a seed bomb, today we made them out of newspaper. So to make newspaper seed bombs, you tear up loads of newspaper, you soak them overnight in water, and then you take off all of the water by squeezing the newspaper as hard as you can. Then you add in the seeds and you roll up the seed balls, squashing and squashing and squashing until they're really tightly packed. Then you let them dry out for a couple of hours or even longer, overnight if possible, so that they kind of solidify. And then you can just go outside to throw the seed balls and your plants will grow. Really, really simple. Newspaper doesn't fall apart. They're going to fall apart a little bit anyway. Nature's going to get in there, the rain, the wind, and distribute the seeds, which is kind of what you want anyway. You want them to break apart so that the seeds go far and wide. So the idea is that the balls make it really concentrated and easy for you to throw into nature, but then nature does the work for you in terms of distributing the seeds. The other kinds you can do are made out of soil and clay. So you need three parts soil to five parts clay and a little bit of water and then one part of seeds. And then you just mix them all up in the same process. Really get your hands dirty with that one. So it's a lot of fun. And then make them into balls and let them dry out for 24 hours. And again, just throw them out into nature. There are loads of things you can do, making bird boxes to encourage birds into the garden. There are loads of ways you can make bug hotels. You can take materials that you have, recycled materials, and make them into little places for creatures to live within your garden. You can find these resources all over the place, so just go and have a look. One really good place to look is backyardnature.org, where we've got loads of different resources from all the big conservation charities which will help you look after nature in your local area. So go to backyardnature.org and just look under the resources and the tools, and they'll find lots of places to lots of different ways to make seed bombs.
Thanks for listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. To find out more about Hawkwood, Seed Festival and Semble, follow the links in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your friends. This episode was produced by Laura Bing, with music by Daisy and her Cora, playing an original composition, Berta.